It's perhaps especially appropriate that the topic which we are going to discuss, religious observance of the Six-Day War, occurs just shortly before Purim. Because, as you know, there's... Because, as you know, there is a relationship, quite obviously, between Purim, which is a Chag d'Rabbanan, or Yom Tov d'Rabbanan, and the question of some sort of observances on the Six-Day War. It's a very interesting comment that's made in Gemara Megillah on the words on the pasuk in Tehillim, which we say, if I'm not mistaken, on Friday evening. Ro'u Apsei Ha'aretz Es Yeshuas Elokeinu. That all of the ends of the earth saw the Yeshua, the salvation, the help of Hashem. And the Gemara says, Amosai Ro'u, when did all of the ends of the earth see the Yeshua Hashem? B'mei Mordechai v'Esther, in the time of Mordechai and Esther. And the significance behind this is as follows. In the pasuk, you have three things pointed out. First thing, Ro'u, they saw. Secondly, who saw? Namely, the Apsei Aretz. And lastly, what they saw, which was Yeshua's Elokeinu. At the time of Purim, we found first that people saw. They saw that there was something extraordinary that occurred. The fact that Haman was destroyed, the fact that the Jews were victorious, the world recognized as something which was extraordinary. Secondly, who saw it? Apsei Aretz. The people who were like Ephes, as you know, is the word for zero, of the people who are perhaps remote from seeing things in extraordinary fashion, the people who are the apathetic, the lackadaisical, the disinterested, even they could recognize that something extraordinary occurred. And lastly, what did they see? That Yeshua Elokeinu, this extraordinary factor, was something which was a Yeshua from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was a help from the Ribbono Shel Olam. This then was a part of the miracle of Purim. The fact that there was wide recognition, or as Chazal say, that Purim was Yom Kippurim, that Yom Kippur is like Purim in the sense that, because in Purim there was a spiritual renaissance, the fact that all of the Jewish people received encouragement, were strengthened in their faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in the worship of Torah. And in our own day, we find that the same phenomena is true to a degree. We see this role. Everyone is wondering about the Six-Day War and how it could have occurred. And this is true of even those who are secularists. Those who, the apostolics of our own time, people who are accustomed to looking at things through material eyes and not spiritual eyes. And I think we're at the stage of the problem where it's the recognition that Yeshua Elokeinu, the recognition that this miraculous event or this extraordinary event can only be explained by recognizing that we are the Am Hashem and we are under His Hashgacha and under His particular and special protection. From the other side, we might also say that we have a concern about showing that this event was one of Yeshua Elokeinu. And in a sense, our gathering here tonight is perhaps concerned with the second one, namely, whether how we can show to ourselves and to the world in a meaningful way that this event was indeed Yeshua Elokeinu. Our speaker tonight is perhaps extraordinarily able, not perhaps, but is definitely an extraordinary position to be able to discuss the topic. First, because of the fact that his name also is Mordechai, and the ness of our own day, like the ness then, happened b'mei Mordechai. But more important so, because our speaker, like Mordechai of the story of Purim, is one of the Roshay, in a sense, the Roshay Sanhedrin Bizman Hazer. That, well, though we don't have a Sanhedrin, but in terms of the esteem that we hold for him and that is held for him by the world of Torah, he is indeed one of the Roshay Sanhedrin Bizman Hazer. It is therefore my distinct privilege to call upon Harav Gifter to speak to us on the topic of the day.
Thank you, Rabbi Rabinowitz, Reb Lipman. I don't want to point out, I don't have too much in common with Roshay, Naposh Tari, that has the privilege of teaching Torah. It's a great privilege with which I'm quite happy. And when the opportunity therefore arises of being able to meet with a group interested in learning something about Torah, I feel it my privilege and my duty as one who teaches Torah and loves to do so, to spend some time at it. We have gathered here this evening to discuss, as Rabbi Rabinowitz has pointed out, the question of whether there can be a Kriyus Yomtiv for the Nisim that have taken place in our day, or whether there cannot be a Kriyus Yomtiv. The background material that was sent out together with the invitation to this gathering this evening is, to my mind, somewhat misleading, because it proposes that the yomtiv is amidah d'memeleh, so that is the traditional response, which would make it appear that my purpose is merely to discuss how yomtivim are created, but that there is a yomtiv, there's no doubt about it. But that's quite misleading. It is not so. That in itself is the question that has to be discussed. Whether the nisim that have taken place in Klal Yisroel, whether it be in the Six-Day War, whether it be in the Melchemes HaShifrur, or other nisim that we hope that Hashem will as yet take place, whether these nisim make it possible for us to declare a Yom Tov in Klal Yisroel for the observance of these nisim, similar to the Tershume Nise of, let us say, Hanukkah or Purim, or whether it does not become ground for Kriyus Yomtiv. That is the question involved. Now, this question is one that has a wide range. The overrange of this problem involves a great deal of halachic sources and references that, in order to do justice to the topic, it really should have been discussed in a class wishing to study halacha, to go through the various sources, the various gemaras involved in the problem. And after such a discussion in the depth of the halacha, then there should have followed a more or less popularizing of what had been discussed in the halacha class. But since this is not so, so we will have, in some form, we will have to take both these considerations into mind and try, through some random thoughts on the topic, as we proceed along the evening, to arrive at some conclusions on the problem. I would like to point out that I'm grateful that the topic was broached to me, because for me it's been a nachas ruach, da weile bedurget von etliche Shugis hagemore, und ich bin gekommen, so a sache du sche teire gelegt der Iblastel. That in itself is worthwhile. But I'm very sorry that it will be impossible for me to share with you the major portion of this nachas that is mine. The problem at hand involves two specific elements. One is the element of the Gemara in Psochim, that of the saying of Hallel upon the occasion of a nes that occurs in the life of Klal Yisroel. And the other element is that of the Gemara in Megillah of a Tzvius Yomtiv upon the occasion of a nes, which naturally involves also the many Yom Tovim that are mentioned in the Megillas Kainis, which is a braise of Chazal that records various Yom Tovim that have been set up by Chazal, by the rabbis of the Mishneh, because of various nisim that took place in the life of Klal Yisroel at specific times, historic occasions that they felt did call for Tzvius Yom Tov. And naturally it involves also the problem of Nes as such. How should a Jew react to the occasion of Nisim in the life of Klal Yisroel? Now, as far as Nisim are concerned and the reaction of the Jew, this is the Mishnah in Brochus and the Gemara in Brochus, that even an individual who lived through a nes is obligated to remember that fact and to recite a broche upon it whenever he arrives at the place where this nes took place. And he must recite a broche boruch sho'oso li nes b'mokim hazeh. And that is an obligation that remains his continually, and also bnei ben bnei, his son and his grandchild. To that extent is it felt that the nes is experienced, or rather the remembrance of the nes is experienced in the life of an individual, that the grandchild of that person also feels something of the inspiration of that nes when he arrives at a place where he feels that my grandfather had nes, here he met with God and saw the chesedim of Hashem Yisbarach. That's for an individual. If the nes involves Nisei Aviseinu, if you see Yamsuf, Maboreis Hayarden, Nahal Arnon, and various other places where Nisim took place in the life of Klal Yisroel, so it's incumbent upon every Jew when he arrives there to recite a broche, Boruch she'oso Nisim la'aviseinu b'mokim hazeh. And that naturally we understand is perpetual. There's no such thing as Nisim la'aviseinu that involves only three generations. It remains l'nesach mitzvahim. This is part of the historic experience of Klal Yisroel as such. And whenever we arrive at this specific place where the nes took place, we must, to that extent, relive that inspiration of Chasdei Hashem. And it is incumbent upon us to recite the broche, to express thereby the fact that we feel that we are recipients of Chasdei Hashem. To remain indifferent is a chet. Told us to clear. What is a nes of Klal Yisroel also is a problem in halacha, whether it involves merely a tzibur as such, or whether it has to involve all of Klal Yisrael. And then if it is an individual who occupies a post of leadership in the life of Klal Yisrael as a whole, a ish mitzuyon, that becomes a Klal Yisraelness. There are various problems involved in this. And certainly if it involves a kehile, not the entire Klal Yisrael, but a kehile in Israel, which is central in the entire life of Klal Yisrael as a people, it certainly means an S of Klal Yisrael, there's no question at all. And in speaking about Klal Yisrael, does it involve Klal Yisrael as a whole, both in Eretz Yisrael and the Tfutzeis, the gross countries? Or does it involve Klal Yisrael only in Eretz Yisrael? Fundin Meisteris, with the Mishne Brura Tassin, the Bir Aloche, and all the Mekadim that he quotes from, that it means it involves all of Klal Yisrael as such, not merely a Kehile in Eretz Yisrael. That doesn't make anything a mess of Klal Yisrael. But if it is a mess in Eretz Yisrael that is central to the life of the people as a whole, there's no difference naturally between that and an Ish Mitzvah. One outstanding representative individual who is the leader of Klal Yisrael, one of the leaders of Klal Yisrael. A mess to him is a mess of Klal Yisrael. So the very fact alone that the Mishnah states that it's a din, not even gepasten, onke machlekesen, without any doubts at all, that it is incumbent that we make a broche, this means that you cannot remain indifferent to Nisim of Hashem Yisborach. Now, the question involved is, there the din is, you cannot remain indifferent, and therefore the place of the ness must arouse some reaction in the individual. How about the time of the ness? The time when it took place? It's not incumbent upon one, if he doesn't arrive at the place of the ness, and the year goes by, and he arrives at the date in time when this list took place, to recite the prophet. It isn't so. In other words, the dean recognizes the fact that association with the place of the list has a greater impression upon the nefesh, upon the soul of the Jew, upon the person involved, and upon the Klal Yisrael when it involves Klal Yisrael, and it should demand some reaction. But when he's not involved with the place, he's not associated with the place of the action, with the place of the ness, he's associated with the date, with the time alone, that does not place any obligation upon him. Which is the obligation of Hoydeh, to express thankfulness to Hashem Yisborach for Nisim and for Chsodim. But there's another question involved. Does the fact that one is a recipient of Chasdei Hashem, one is enjoying Chasdei Hashem in the form of Ness, does it make it incumbent upon him to seek to make the time of the Ness a date of importance in his life? Shall there be a tvius to make this a day of the Ness? Shall this be declared a Yom HaNes to be celebrated in one form or another, and in that manner to receive the term Yontif? It should become a Yontif. This is a new problem. Tvius Yontif. First, whether it's necessary to do so, is a chayvas even as it should. Does this obligate the Jew to declare Tvius Yontif so that the Ness be remembered by date in time, just as it is incumbent upon us to be responsive to the mess by meeting the place of the mess? Or is there no such being, such thief? And if there is a thief, if there is such a being, that a yomtiv must be declared, what is the form of that yomtiv? What is to be done in that yomtiv? Is part of the yomtiv to be hallowed? How is the hallow to be recited? Was the eighth problem that has to be discussed. Now, in reference to the necessity for the tvius of the yomtiv, in other words, whether there is a chayv that we must set up a yomtiv, the umichuyev to make yomim tevit, that the halacha states nowhere. There is no ground in the deen for such a chiyuv. Absolutely not. Ken chiyuv mitoach ha'idin as a muz machna yomtiv at nisi. Question is, a muz ekshanit, can he make a yomtiv for nisi? Can he declare a yomtiv for nisi? Can he add to the yomim tevim that exists in Torah and that exists in Chazal, in Rabbono, and make new yomim tevim? He may not be incumbent upon it. He may not be asked as and duty bound that he must do so, but out of appreciation for Chaz B'Hashem, having enjoyed Chaz B'Hashem, he feels that it is not sufficient for him to be yetzi with the Birkas Hodeah. Is it permissible to create a yomtiv? And if it is permissible, what form shall that yomtiv take? Now, we know that Chazal added to the yomim tevim of Torah. One yomtiv that was added was Purim, and it was Baal Tzayim. And the other yomtiv that was added was Chanukah. Those are Yomim Tevim from Chazal. We'll soon get to the Yomim Tevim of Megillas Tzitzis. But these two Yomim Tevim, when the Yomtiv of Purim was created, and that is Medivre Kabbalah, it's not a simple Derabbana, even though it's not Torah, because it's not in Chamishi Chumshi Torah, it wasn't given on Sinai, yet it is more than a Derabbana. It's Divrei Kabbalah. It has the authority of Nevuah. It was given through the power and the Ruach HaKodesh of Nevi. Because at the time of the Nes Purim, Nevuah was still existent in Klal Yisrael. So it was Divrei Kabbalah. And yet, when Esther asked Tishvuni Leberes, she asked that she be included in the Tishvei HaKodesh. We're not talking there about a yomtiv, but the fact alone to be included in Tishrei HaKodesh, to be written and become a part of the Tishrei HaKodesh of Shuvim, that Megillas Esther gained the sanctity of the other portions of Shuvim, Tishvuni Ledeiros, that also became a great problem for the business of Yisrael, whether such a thing can be done. Because the setup of tshuvim is also Torah. And you cannot haphazardly decide that they're going to add a new sefer to tshuvim and it will become part of canonization. That's also Torah. And it calls for a vast business of Yisrael to declare whether this can be so or it cannot be so. This is a risafe in Tishrei HaKodesh. And you cannot, merely by wish or whimsy or fancy, decide that you're going to add to Tishrei HaKodesh. What's it going to give out? Then what's it going to give out? Tishrei HaKodesh are as they were given. Beyond that, you cannot add. And the question arises here whether this is as was given. Is it inclusive in Torah in the form of tshuvim, or is it not inclusive? Hier is wel een grote probleem bij Chazal. These men are both correct. Until they finally arrive at the conclusion through a remedy of a portion in Torah that this is not a risote, cannot be considered a risote upon Torah, upon Shuvit. And in that manner, Megillas Esther becomes Tisrei HaKadosh. Although this is not the opinion of all of Chazal, but as it passed in here, when Esther is Tisrei HaKadosh. The problem then arose, there is Yontev in this Tisrei HaKadosh, Miskorim V'Na'asim, that these days, Kimu V'Kiblu Aleim HaYudim, V'Azaro, Miskorim V'Na'asim, that this becomes a Yontev from year to year, with a specific observance, Kriyas HaMegillah, a new mitzvah to read the Megillah, and the new mitzvahs of Mishloach Moneis, Matonis Le'Ezein, the complete observance and the Suda of Purim of this Yom Tov. The central focal point of the Yom Tov naturally is the Kriyas HaMegillah, this mitzvah. And when we speak of Purim and its mitzvah, we speak always of the Kriyas HaMegillah. Just as a folk page in the Yom Tov. It's the Yom Tov of Kriyas HaMegillah. Around this central focal point, we have also these various mitzvahs of Mishneh, the Simcha, Mishloach Moneis, and Matonis Le'Ezein. So Chazal say that in all the days of Nevi'im, as long as Nevi'im existed in Klal Yisrael, they detracted nothing from Torah, nor did they add anything to Torah. No mitzvah was added, except Megillah. Megillah was added to Torah by Nevi'im, because as we said, in the days of Megillah of the Nes, we still had Nevi'im. And it was through Nevi'im that the Yom Tov was declared. And again, it's not simple. Why? How did the Novi have the power to declare even a Yom Tov that is not Torah Mitzinai and never was meant to be considered a Yom Tov of Torah, but a new Yom Tov of a Novi? Even that, how could the Novi add it to Torah? We have a rule. Ela ha-mitzvahs e-novi l'asheh l'chadish dover me'atah. With the close of prayer, of Matan Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael, there can no longer be new mitzvahs, no matter what type of an authority the mitzvah carries. Even if it's not invested with the authority of Sinai, there cannot be new mitzvahs. What do we mean when we say a mitzvah? We mean something that is to be continued midor l'dor. Something that's an aroah shor for 1 year, for 2 years, lizman, that's not a mitzvah. But to declare a mitzvah means that this should become a chayva l'dor. This is a new mitzvah in Klal Yisroel. And nobody has no power for that. And the problem again is, these mitzvahs, where did they take their Torah authority to create this prophetic mitzvah? Not a Sinaitic mitzvah. A prophetic mitzvah. But it becomes a mitzvah. A new mitzvah. Where did the Novi take the power for it? And Chazal say, I'm going to be sure of the lady, that they had a call of Hema. Ma'ama Abdus Lechelis, just as Klal Yisrael Al-Kiyas Yamsu, when they went forth from bondage to freedom, and the mess was that type of gula, Abdus Lechelis, bondage to freedom. That was sufficient to create a shiro, and the hero is the telling of the mess that has taken place. Is me mother Slachaim, Rukoshi? So we have authority in theory for that type of a mitzvah. And this authority was declared by the Bezdin of the day to be sufficiently strong to be able to understand that in this mitzvah that is now to be created, we do not have something new. It is not lechadesh. He has ground for it in Sinaitic theory. It is, so to speak, an embellishment of the novi of Divrei Kabbalah upon that which already exists within the framework of Torah Nisinai. So therefore, it cannot be considered lechadesh. That's the Gemara. Now, within the framework of that problem and its answer, there is involved another problem. Suppose the Novi does not have the power to create a mitzvah. Ein Novi l'asher l'chadesh. And it is done. Is there a chet involved? This is a difference of opinion among Talmudic authorities. The Ramban is of the opinion that in such a case, where the Novi does not have the right to create a mitzvah, and he should do so, so the creation of the mitzvah is considered by Pesach. The opinion of the Rambam is an opinion in the Din also of the Rambam, not in reference to this problem of Novi, but in general, whether creating a new mitzvah after Torah, to creating a new obligation, is that also part of the issue of Baal Pesach or not? Most authorities are of the opinion, the Rashba, the Ravid, many like them, that Baal Pesach is only an issue upon an individual in the manner in which he performs a mitzvah of Torah. Torah zok 4 tzitzis and he wears 5. He changes the form of the mitzvah. Or 3, he changed the form of the mitzvah. That's about Tosif and about Tigra. In the body of Torah, he created a change. But to add a mitzvah is no change in Torah. Because the Tariag mitzvahs are not changed, they remain what they are. And no individual can create another mitzvah to become part of Torah. He can't do it anyway. So there's no change here involved. So their opinion is that it has nothing whatsoever to do with the problem of Baal Pesach at all. Fucking stomach Baal Pesach. But the Rambam Shita is that to add a mitzvah, not merely a mitzvah. Chazal said, for instance, Mitochet Mechal Shabbos, I'm stating the Torah. Kum Tzivir Chazal, and they say that you have to have a Nevet. And where do you have a native? Even in such places where, according to Sinai law, there is no Issa to carry out from one place to another. But the Rabbanim create an Issa and say that you need an Eilat for that. So the Rambam says that the only way that they can create such a being is to declare that this is Mid Rabbanim. Make no mistake. We're not adding new being. We're only building a fence around the law. But if they should set this up and want to give it Torah authority, even though you can't. You can't receive Torah authority. But the fact alone that they declare it in that manner, that in itself is also about Pesach. In other words, to add new mitzvahs is also about Pesach. Azidim Rambam Shita. This Shita, this opinion in the end, is also the opinion of the Ramban. And therefore the Ramban says that since even the Novi has been limited in his powers, a Novi l'asher l'chadesh, you are not permitted as a Novi to create a new mitzvah. So if the Novi should overstep his bounds and want to create a new mitzvah and say, I have been commanded to tell you that henceforth you are to do so and so, this becomes Baal Pesach. And in another parashim, in the Sanah, in the A,
that a man goes so far as to say that he becomes a Novi Sheker and a Sayyid Shemek. Because since the Torah said, Ein Novi Rashi Lechadish, so we realize that if he says, I receive through prophecy a new mitzvah, this is Sheker. And he's a Novi Sheker. So even though he's declared a Novi Sheker, and we know that the mitzvah is worthless, but if this mitzvah should be accepted, this becomes Baal Tosif. Where is the Baal Tosif? Not in the act of the mitzvah, but in creating the chiyuv of the mitzvah, adding to the duties of a Jew beyond what Torah said, that becomes Baal Tosif. This is the Ramban's shita. Naturally, according to the Ramban and the Rambam, and it seems that the Ritvor also is of that opinion, the question involved in the Gemara and Megillah, where the Gemara asks, my Dosh, how were they able to create a new Yomtev, is not merely where does the Novi get the power, but if such a thing should exist, as we show him, either the Faith or Gomer, it is about Isis. So how is this possible? So we must find grounds for the Nevuah, and once we find grounds for the Nevuah, therefore it's no longer about this. So we found the Kal V'Chomer. And since the Kal V'Chomer is one of the hermeneutical rules by which Torah itself is deductible, by which we create Torah within Torah itself, therefore we have grounds for the mitzvah, and it's no longer mechadish, and since the Novi is no longer mechadish, he has power to create it, therefore there's no Baal Tosif according to the Ramban. According to the shittas of the Raivad and all those who hold his opinion, that Baal Tosif is not involved in the very first place. So the question in the Gemara was not my dosh. There is an Isa, there's no Isa. But the question is, on the Novi himself, since this is Divrei Nevuah, and we accept it as Divrei Kabbalah, how could the Novi have created a new mitzvah? There is no such Divrei Kabbalah, there is no power of Nevuah for that. So where was the power of the Novi to create this mitzvah? This is the question involved. Even though there would be no Isa, if we accept that mitzvah without the power of the Novi, but how does it receive the power and the authority of Divrei Kabbalah? So then we find Kal V'Chomer. Now let us examine a little bit further. Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer is, as we said, one of the rules of Torah. Kal V'Chomer is the Araisa. Anything deducted within Torah by the rule of Kal V'Chomer is in itself considered Sinaitic. Shitayr Mamish. So why isn't Megillah the Raisa? So Megillah should be the Raisa, not the Rabbah. Why isn't it so? Zetman Dochas Apisnitas Iglatik. Not as simple as we would think. That this Kal V'Chomer is not a true Kal V'Chomer for some reason or other. It was only sufficient to have this Kal V'Chomer in what we call an asmachta, enough to give the power to the Novi, not to be considered a mechadish. His mitzvah, which is his and never can become a daraisa. Still there was enough power in this Kal V'Chomer to remove it from the sphere of chidush al yedei Novi. Nothing more than that. Nothing more than that. Just as in kisvuni ledeiris, that we had in the writing and in becoming part of Tishri Akedesh, which also does not involve any Sinaitic deen, any Torah deen, and yet it needs the authority of Tshuvim, so we find there also a remes in a portion in Torah to be able to create this. But Ramban himself calls this a remes. So also this Kal V'Chomer is a remes. Now we'll try to understand a bit more why it cannot be more than a remes. It couldn't possibly be anything more than that. Omru Shiro Alayom, is the basis for Megillah. Nu habt ihr denn gehört von einer Mitzvah, als ein Ivi mit Chuyiv so ein Schirr alle Jo? No such Mitzvah. There is no such Mitzvah. Meisher Abeinu hat auch gesagt Schirr für alle Beres. Und mit seinem Jäkki, mit seinem Schirr, we never say Schirr again. We read it in the Torah as part of the Mitzvah, the Rabbonah of Kriyas HaTorah. But there is no Mitzvah of saying Schirr once a year. So I said that. Chakrel. We are learning from here that there is a mitzvah of saying the Megillah annually. And we learn this from our Lord, which was gesucht, ein Monat vergesst. So how is that possible? In the Teretz is, the mitzvah is the Nomi. The Nomi, the Chavish given a mitzvah. Was ich später in Gemore. Hey, Sifu, they added nothing except Megillah, but Megillah they added. If this had become their life, it wouldn't be a Yisopit, the readers of Teretz. The house thing was a Wesenland, a Lisbon Calvary came up. This was a Yisopi. But as we explained, the question is, where is the power of the Novi to create this Yisopi? For that it is sufficient to find the instance in Torah of Shira Alayom Bishat Anes, which indicates that there is a ground for speaking of the Nes. Not merely when you come to the place of the Nes to recite a broche, but to speak of the Nes. Speak of the Nes, we could have spoken of it in the days of Ahasuerus and Pharisees. The Novi Gesucht name, talk of it continually. Why the Novi decided that we should talk of the Nes of Puri continually, and not of the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf and Yetzias Mitzrayim, this is Nitun's a problem. We might find reasons, we might not find reasons. It's not our problem, we're not involved in that. We see only here one thing, that to declare the Yom Tov is a Yisofet, is a Chidush. And not every Ness calls for that type of Yisofet. Even the Ness of Kriyas Yamsuf, upon which this Din of Megillah is built, did not bring forth a mitzvah of repeating the Kriya, of Kriya Sashir, even that Nes itself. Now, let's go to Chanukah.
What?
The Baldamahom, now let's go to Chanukah. In Chanukah, Rashi mentions, after all this was also a Yisofet, so Rashi, but it was after Nevi'im. There was no more Nevu'ah. So therefore, since there's no Nevu'ah, it's not mentioned here. We're talking about Yisofet al Yedei Nevi'im. But Yisofet there was. And the question is, whether they have the right? If the Novi has no right to be Mechadish, where do Chazal, a business of Yisroel, without the power of prophecy, where can they be Mechadishim? So Marsho points out that they must have had also droshes. What were the droshes? Not our business. Falosakav Chazals in Yipunin Adrosh. They found droshes for it. The Ramban in Balesko mentions one of those droshes in Torah itself, upon which they built again the Remes. And you need no more than the Remes in order to create that Yontif, that it should not be considered Meisi Falatir, which according to the Ramban would have been Baltasif. On the Ramban, it's not Baltasif, but it has no power, it's no mitzvah. She goes, becomes nothing of it. So where do you get the power to create mitzvah? You must have a drosha. The Ritvo says differently, that the very same Kalvachema is the basis for Chanukah. Chanukah is also Mimodes Lechayim. It seems from Mashur that he doesn't consider that a Movis Lechayim, because no one told him that they can't remain living. Now, it's a Yizok, Zeres Hadas. You can't observe Torah. But if you want to assimilate, you can remain living. It is like, then I Zeres Ruknis, not a Misa Lechayim. The Ritvo, Zokhtin, I need that to eat him. You heard it now, Yadah. So when I might not eat his earth. If it was me, you starving, it is me, Misa Lechayim. So we have here another question involved. Whether this is Mishalachayim or it's not Mishalachayim. Yehei meizah tam shehi But every drabono must also, in order to create a mitzvah, legatus, so the drabono must also have some remes, my dosh. Where did they find the remes of authority? In the body of Torah, of Sinaitic Torah, to create a new mitzvah. Now, taking place in the mitzvah from Shiras Hayom, which is the sequel on this, why did they have to learn this from Shiras Hayom? So Dan Pearson, she says in the film on the Sabbath, that you have to repeat them annually. The Gavdor of Yisus Chachir getting you. So why do you have to talk about Shiras Hayom, which happened once and never again? Learn it from this mitzvah. The Torah is saying me of the Slecheles. You must repeat annually at a certain date what took place and tell the meeting. So the same thing here, my mother Slechai. Zetten von der Gemurik lor am Yisayn Kein Begar Mishne. Sapur in the Maise. Le Maan to Sapir is not Sipur on this. So is the answer, Maise. That is the course of the evening. Gidu can do the Nisi Meich. Le Maan to Sapir is another type of mitzvah altogether. Once a year, you should impress upon your child, Kutsiyoko Hashem Eretz Mitzrayim, or Meichi Avayi Eretzeka Asher Etzisicho. You must learn the lesson of Emunah with your child. And the Lord of Hadansho, Teiru Mitzvahs, there's one specific date in the Jewish calendar where the father must spend time specifically and directly for the lesson of Emunah as such. So this is a new mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of teaching Emunah to the child. Or Leichi Avayel Etecha Sheretzi Sichot. There is a Berei and his Mashiach al Klal Yisroel. This is the mitzvah principle that is Mitzrayim. That has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegili. Kishum Shaitas Mepidya. Kriyas HaMegili is Sipur HaNes. Mit Lernen Emunah. Sipur HaNes, the Lernen Sipur HaNes, but the content of the mitzvah is Sipur HaNes. Where do we find a mitzvah with the content of Sipur HaNes in Torah? This is Shiras Hayom. Shiras Hayom contains within it Goy Goy by what? What's the Shevach of the Shira? Kriyas Hashu. We speak about the Kriyas Hayom. Mitzrayim went in, we went out, ousing the statement of Shira. Is me meile sipri tzies mitzrayim hot mit kin scheiches mit dem sa besünder wien fun shire sayom u shire sayom was a one time thing and did not become a mitzvah of sipu shire sayom and yet we learn from that there is authority to speak of the sipur anes and since we can speak of sipur anes we may create a yomtev around to see him with me. Heint am Sehen, du hast ein Riss von dem. Ich doch nicht klug. Jeder Ness, was passiert bei mir, when we go through Nisi, mi moge Slechai, we have an authority in that Kalva Chela, to be able to create a Yom. We can speak of the Ness, and around the Ness to create a Yom. The Yom of telling of the Ness, it doesn't have to necessarily be telling of the Ness. It can be according to the Ritvo, Ner Chanukah. If the Ness remind us of the Ness, that's also considered Sipur HaNes. So we can create a date. This is the time that the Ness took place. And through some form that we will give it, this becomes the Sipur of that Ness. And the authority for it is the Yom Tov of Megillah with the Kalvachema. According to Mashur, it would become a bit difficult. According to Mashur, there were special drushes for the authority of Hanukkah. It didn't become part of that Kalvachema. It wasn't part of the Kalvachema. So we have to always decide whether the nest that's taking place can be included in the Gemara and Megillah, or it cannot be included in the Gemara and Megillah. And if it can't be included and you have to find a drash for it, you should say a bitter dam. Da haben wir schon den gefunden, ein Drasch. Und ein Drasch gefunden, das können wir schon nicht haben. We don't have any person with the power of finding a glass in Torah. That's finished. No more. As open as that. But if Kal Vachomer, it alone is sufficient. So that Kal Vachomer exists as a basis in Halacha. That wherever you have a nes of modest L'chaim, therefore you can create a yontif. That's the remedy. You need no more. Sefer Shem is not. You don't look that some Sefer is a shame on the Lord. Some Sefer says that any time a nes happens in the life of an individual, in the life of an individual kihile, that kihile is permitted to create a yontif to commemorate that mess from year to year, alein al zara makreit, v'azit pasim the mung avro, una brinta sefna muke, un friyer viki maram al shakar, v'azit kim design. And the basis for it, the some paper says, is this gemara in Megillah. But therefore, we have to have zokta alamol modus lechayim. Because if it's not that type of an S, so we don't have the basis for the oath. There's no Kal Vachomer. Well, if it's me modest l'chaim, is where Aminah was sitting, Amizol as a Torah, and he tells the fact that he, as a native of Frankfurt the Main, observed a certain Purim of Frankfurt because of a nest that took place in Frankfurt many years before him, but it was Alein Val Zaros. And he also relates the fact that his Rebbe of Nusnagla, going in the Tzadik, also observed this yontif of pulling the Frankfurt. Based upon this Gemara in Megillah. Moshe the Chasam Sefer. Now the Chasam Sefer does not discuss the problem of Balthasar at all. He wasn't even bothered by this. So I'm going to get laying in cups again, Klerna, Dokhana Zodzachna. Why are we talking about Balthasar? What he was bothered with was a completely different question. She noch nicht als ich pushe it, aber ich kann machen ja mein Kleidung. Oben bald heißt es. Und mir die Gemorre in mir gebe, sie noch aus und als ich pushe it. We know that there is a complete setter of Yomim Kaving in Megillah Steinish. That Chazal and Kevei Yerim, Yomim Kaving, besides Chanukah and besides Purim. Yomim Kaving for various types of meeting that took place on various occasions that brought forth Emunah in Hashem Yisborach, and through the nes we saw Chazdei Hashem. So the Megillah is kindness for those missing. And those who are in saving were without any active mitzvah, no mitzvahs I say. How was it observed? Some of them below the mispit, not to make a spadim on that day. Some below the isanur, not to have kadeshim, and some both. That was the type of the observance. Beyond that, there was no observance. In Kinhalo, we get into Mitzvahs, that was the only thing done. And the mother says in Rosh Hashanah, and as they passed in a meal, a bottle of Megillah Steinis. That after the Churban, Megillah Steinis became bottle. We don't observe these Yom Tovim anymore because it became as man able. In other words, without the Migdash, Klal Yisrael finds itself in such a situation where they cannot feel the elation of a Yontif. A Yontif that are born of Megillah Steinis just can't take them. It's bottle Megillah Steinis. They're not in position to be able to listen to the Yontif. Except Chanukah and Purim. Purim is Divrei Kabbalah. It is a house of the Raisa. So that's a different Remimish HaNefesh that all the Churbonis cannot remove a Jew from. Just as he becomes elated in his Shabbat and in his Yontif of Pesach, which they should go to him in Yom Kippur, in Rosh Hashanah, regardless of all the Avelis that he's living through. Or that is Purim. Divrei Kabbalah is another that. Chanukah matters, says the Gemara. Suppose it's Chanukah? So the Gemara says, according to what Rashi says, an interesting thing. Does he say, Napsavi, Arayim, Yiddish, and Lebanon, Mithari, Potter, and all this? Napsavi, Yiddish. Yes, Salavatlo. Mishumanes. Since it's a mitzvah, not only the mitzvah is Sanoe, but Jews participated actively in observing this Yom Tov. mit gezielten Lichtjedenjur. That created the inspiration. A passive attitude is lost. Mit Fasten, mit so ein bisschen Spending, mal der ganze Leben das gekäst. Selbst die Tod ist hart. But a Jungter, that has an active Mitzvah in it, became so much part of the body of Klal Yisrael. And the person is mevatos and the Jungter, because of the Mitzvah, the Jungter must remain a Jungter. With the Mitzvah, the living family. So you then read about the Gemara and said, see the Licht and then spend it. So the Gemara says, no. Must go together. So the Gemara don't have the fire, the Mevatos and the Mitzvah. I think that is right after that. The Gemara says, it's impossible. Mich will es am Mitzvah, das Summe Nische, und so trage ich, ist jetzt schon erwartet. Was meint das? Just as a der Reiche is so much part of the inner being of a Jew, that no Avelis can remove him from it, so also Hanukkah, which has the active observance of Hadrotes Haneir, becomes part of the inner being of Klal Yisrael, and no Avelis can remove him from it. Und das ist die Zwei Yom Tevim. All other Yom Tovim that have passive mitzvahs, bottle, exist no more. The Gemara says that now that we say bottle Megillas Tainis, you cannot create any new Yom Tovim. Because if the old ones are no longer valid, certainly you can't give validity to something new. He's a Vidor. Therefore, the Pechodesh, that can ganz fein lernen, says that the Mogen Avraham is wrong. The Malam al Shakar is wrong. You can't create an individual Purim. Even if the Purim should involve active mitzvahs. Romans is doing this with Hanukkah? No. Because the Gemara says that even Hanukkah should have become bottle. It's only that since we lived through it before the Bikul, so you can't be Mevatel anymore. It's become part of Klal Yisrael. But today to be able to create a new Yom Tov, even with a mitzvah of active, of mitzvah sasei, cannot be done. It's a foolish Gemara. So if they cannot revolt with them as a zach, and we shall hang mach in Yom Tov. Klar, they pass me to the dinner. Can you put him to the time and can you make it to the time? It all the pass. The Sam Sefer, can you add a subsidy? I mean, it's a door. Who may even tune with you as it? Ja, und da kannst du mich schon und tun gegen Schaß. Das kann doch aber laufen. Am Molke Dede sind die Gewinner, als er sagt, als er hier so tonne des Mitzvies gegen die Gemüse. Die Gewinner heilt sich in einer anderen Zeit. Aber am Molke Dede sind die Business. Am Molke Dede sind die Gewinner, 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 was tut mir noch her, bringt es nicht. Man weiß doch, dass ich durchbringt es. Die Schuhe ist der Rambam, aber der Rambam hat die ganze eigene Purim. Klibanesische Medizin. Und der Rambam passt noch Bottle mit ihres Steinis. Wie tut man? Die dritte Sache, was haben Sefer in die Saar, das ist uns nicht wichtig, das ist aber Aschir, was man doch immer sagt, der Engel von ihm, hat Gewalt in der Welt. So der Maschkonnes hat worden, darf man wissen. Why must we know the Maschkonnes hat worden? Because this Sam Sefer is quoted incorrectly by all those who deal with this problem, either willingly or unwittingly, I don't know why, but it's quoted incorrectly, it's misleading and inaccurate. The Maschkola of the Sam Sefer is that Botla Megillas Tainis refers only to a Yomtev of all of Klal Yisroel, not a Nes of all of Klal Yisroel. A Yomtev of all of Klal Yisroel, that's called Mitzvah al Yomtev. That cannot be anymore. Das kann es sein. Der Klal Yisroel ist ein Avelet. Das kann es sein. Wie ist aber a Yomtev Proti? Der Rambam hat his Yomtev sein Puri. Astot Frankfurt hat its Purim. This has nothing to do with the Gemara. Nicht verkehrt. Es war Kabole, es war Mitzvah, Aiglet Liberales, so even under the big Avelis of Tzara Migdes, still he feels the specific chesed that he has received from Hashem Yisborach, and he feels inclined and obligated to give voice and expression to the Nes that he's lived through. He just walked into the Gemara. Just. So an individual Yontif is not included in that Gemara. But to make a Yontif for Klal Yisrael, it a prechodesh. Ido sazeh. Right sazeh. To add, and therefore the Maram al-Shakar is not talking about a Yontif for Klal Yisrael. He's talking about individual Purim. But The Beit Chodosh is right to the extent that to create a Yom Tov similar to the Yom Tov of Megillas Pinus, that is all-inclusive, that cannot be. This is the Maschwele for some Seder. Clearly. Now, it's necessary for us to point out something else. Even if we should say that we could create today a Yom Tov, who is the creator of the Yom Tov?